Here's checking on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. The National Weather Service says we have a possibility of some heavy thunderstorms this afternoon into this evening. Primary threat isolated to damaging wind gusts to 60 miles an hour. Also an isolated tornado, according to the National Weather Service, cannot be ruled out. Locally heavy rainfall could result in minor urban and poor drainage flooding. Their time frame for this is between 4 p.m. and midnight. We'll check Pat Pagano's tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments. Stories that we're following for you. Connecticut is facing a $1.4 billion deficit. Once COVID money runs dry, state budget officials advised legislatures yesterday of a looming $1.4 billion gap in 2 years after federal coronavirus relief funding runs out. The State Office of Policy and Management latest estimates of the 2024 fiscal year deficit is approximately $700 million lower than projected in November due to increases in revenue and projections since then. The 2024 outlook could improve when an update five-year revenue forecast through 2026 is released on April 30th. A Hudson Valley pediatrician is charged with sexual misconduct involving two girls. Ibrahim Rabidi, 63, of Red Hook, arraigned in Columbia County Court on a charge of second-degree course of sexual conduct against a child, a felony, and related misdemeanors. The practice focuses on pediatric and adolescent medicine. His offices in Hudson and Catskill have the alleged abuse occurred in Hudson between 2018 and 2021. Hudson detectives investigated the case after receiving reports of the abuse independently from the victim. He pleaded not guilty and was released after the judge issued an order of protection barring the doctor from any contact with the victims. The felony charge accuses him of at least two instances of sexual conduct with a girl younger than 13 between February 2018 and December of 2019. He's also facing misdemeanor charges of forcible touching, third-degree sexual assault, and also endangering the welfare of a child. Well, North Canaan Community Health is being welcomed. Their new office in the town will receive a warm response. This happened at the Canaan Exchange Club in Astoria and the Republican American. Joanne Bordis of the Torrington Bay Center gave a presentation to the club members and guests who filled the dining room at Gear Lodge. Their proposed 7,400-square-foot, two-story structure will be on Route 44 across from Stop and Shop next to Canaan Fire Company's firehouse. The federally qualified health center will offer behavioral services on the first floor and medical procedures on the second. One large room will be flexible to allow for community meetings. Parking will be in the back of the building. She said the new office will have one doctor, one nurse, and a chiropractor. There also will be a licensed clinical social worker in the behavioral health area. There will be no dental. The plan is to have the center open weekdays, 8:30 in the morning till 5:30 in the evening, but that may change slightly depending on the needs of the community. Meanwhile, in Sharon, the Board of Finance said no once again to the education budget, having declined to accept the proposed 2022-23 budget submitted by both the Selectmen and the Board of Education in mid-March. The Board of Finance in Sharon voted at their meeting on March 24th to accept only the revised town budget submitted by the Board of Selectmen. The proposed municipal budget submitted by the Board of Selectmen anticipates total expenditures of over $4.971 million, an increase of about 2.46% over the current year. Following the Finance Board's action, the Selectman budget is ready to be presented and discussed by residents at a public hearing scheduled for Friday, April 29th. However, the Board of Finance withheld decision on the proposed budget for the Board of Education, awaiting reductions to their totals. At the March 15th meeting, the Finance Board had asked for significant reductions in education spending, but as of the meeting time, new numbers had not been provided. The move to process along, the Board of Finance voted to recommend that the education budget be reduced by $600,000 and that the Board of Education provide details showing all their sources of additional income. Pauling Hannaford now will be delivering to Aminia, Wasaic, Dover, and Wingdale, those living in communities admittedly facing challenges. This will happen because Hannaford and Pauling has partnered with Instacart to now deliver groceries to those four communities. It's among the 184 Hannaford stores to do so, which means residents in those towns and hamlets will no longer need to rely solely on their otherwise rather limited shopping options. In the town of Northeast, initial highway garage bid came in $1 million higher than expected. The town board accepts its new bids for the final phase in the story in TriCornerNews.com. The Northeast Town Board held a collective sigh of relief at a special meeting on Wednesday, the 16th. Members realized the town was about to enter the final stage of their joint highway garage project with the village of Millerton, a major step forward. It rejected the original bids last year when they came in roughly $1 million higher than anticipated. The board announced that it had received 11 new bids for its construction on March 7th. That included bids on work for general construction, electrical construction, heating, ventilation, and air conditioning, and plumbing. They said, following a special meeting, the board evaluated the bids and got recommendations from its engineering firm, CPL. The general construction contract was awarded to Icon Construction Group. It entered the lowest bid at $3,793,400. The electrical construction contract was awarded to Black Electric Corporation, totaling $452,500, with a bid of $367,000. DJNNAC Corporation was awarded the contract for the HVAC, and S&O Construction Services awarded the contract for plumbing with its bid totaling over $403,000. Meanwhile, in Tri-Corner News, the Planning Board at Armenia has okayed the silent site plan and special use permit following lengthy discussions between the board and applicant. The Planning Board approved the special permit and application for the recreation facility at its meeting on March 23rd. Silent and Silent Ridge are two separate entities, according to the Planning Board secretary. She said only that Silent Ridge residents will be able to use that, which will be open to a small civic groups on a limited basis, pending approval. According to the resolution, Silent Commercial Property LLC applied for a special permit and site plan review approval for a recreational facility late last year, seeking to construct a recreation facility on a 53-acre parcel it owns at 4391 Route 22 in town. Among other amenities, it plans to build a field and pool house, ice house, warming hut, and tennis, pickleball, paddle tennis court, sledding area, ball field, playground, and multi-purpose fields. A mini food pantry has been installed by the Pine Plain Central School District. In a story in Tri-Corner News, a nonprofit Willow Roots Food Pantry thanked them for their donation at the installation of the mini food pantry at the Pine Plains Free Library on March 23rd. The pantry was built and proposed and built by Pine Plains Central School District math teacher Gerald Vizela's students. And Tanglewood will revive decades-old traditions as graduation ceremonies are set to resume in June. Reviving that tradition, Tanglewood has been hosting local graduations for the first 2 weeks of June since 1970 up until COVID-19. Although four high schools in Berkshire Community College are planning commencement events at the Kuzovetsky Music Shed, Pittsfield High is not among them because of a scheduling conflict. Berkshire Community College is planning its commencement at Tanglewood for Friday, June 3rd at 4:30. Other graduation events scheduled so far include Lee High School on Saturday, June 4th at 1:30, Mount Everett Regional High School tentatively June 4th at 10 a.m., Monument Mountain Regional High on Sunday, June 5th at 1:30, and Lenox Memorial High on Sunday, June 12th at 1 p.m. Taking a look at some meetings going on in and around our tri-state region today, Tainan Falls Village Board of Education Budget Workshop is set for tonight at 7 p.m. for the 2022-2023 spending plan. In Pine Plains tonight, the Planning Board Workshop is at 7 p.m., and the Ancrum Planning Board will hold the workshop meeting. That is tonight at 7:30 p.m. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. They're open 7 days a week with specials every night in the restaurant. And, of course, you'll find them on the web at interlakeninn.com, also on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the day today at 35,228.81, the NASDAQ at 14,442.28, and the S&P 500 at 4602.45. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.